anymore. We know who ought to say things. What good did Simon do speaking, or Bill or Walter? It's time some people knew. They've got to keep quiet and leave deciding things to the rest of us. Ralph could no longer ignore his speech. The blood was hot in his cheeks. You haven't got the conch, he said. Sit down. Jack's face went so white that the freckles showed as clear brown flecks. He licked his lips and remained standing. This is a hunter's job. The rest of the boys watched intently. Piggy, finding himself uncomfortably embroiled, slid the conch to Ralph's knees and sat down. The silence grew oppressive, and Piggy held his breath. This is more than a hunter's job, said Ralph at last, because you can't track the beast, and don't you want to be rescued? He turned to the assembly. Don't you all want to be rescued? He looked back at Jack. I said before, the fire is the main thing. Now the fire must be out. The old exasperation saved him and gave him the energy to attack. Hasn't anyone got any sense? We've got to relight that fire. You never thought of that, Jack, did you? Or don't any of you want to be rescued? Yes, they wanted to be rescued. There was no doubt about that. And with a violent swing to Ralph's side, the crisis passed. Piggy let out his breath with a gasp, reached for it again, and failed. He lay against a log, his mouth gaping, blue shadows creeping round his lips. Nobody minded him.
Ralph is holding things together, but just barely. Things almost tilted Jack's way, and I think the beast is part of the reason why. If you really think there's something out there trying to kill you, you're going to want a hunter to protect you. So these kids want Jack. I think that, like the conch stands for order, these boys stand for ideas too. Ralph and Piggy stand for ideas like order and democracy. They want a world where there are rules to follow, where leaders are chosen by the people, and everyone gets his fair turn to speak. Jack, on the other hand, stands for anarchy, which is what happens when there aren't any rules or government. He wants a world where the strong get to do whatever they please and speak whenever they please and push everyone else around. Right now, Ralph and Piggy are winning, but how much longer will that last? Go back to the bottom of page 102. Let's read from where Ralph is saying, "Now think, Jack."
Now think, Jack. Is there anywhere on the island you haven't been? Unwillingly, Jack answered. There's only... But of course, you remember, the tail end part, where the rocks are all piled up. I've been near there.